Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at viking.com.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, November 18th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Republicans taking control of the House of Representatives and Democrats holding onto the Senate means divided government for at least the next 2 years. And that could be good for your wallet.
I spoke to a certified financial planner in Michigan who noted that it really could mean a few thousand dollars a year in one's pocket.
On today's show, we'll talk with our personal finance reporter, Ashleigh Ebling, about what you can do now to make the most of division in Washington before the next elections. That's after the break. The midterm elections resulted in divided government, with Democrats in control of the Senate and Republicans heading up the House. So what does that mean for your money? Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Ashleigh Ebling has been talking to financial professionals about that, and she joins me now. Ashleigh, thank you for being with us.
Nice to be here.
So Ashleigh, what would a divided Congress mean for how people plan out their personal finances?
Well, a divided Congress is unlikely to pass major tax legislation. So the big piece of legislation, the Trump-era tax overhaul from 2017, that's still in place through 2025. And now with this divided Congress, it's unlikely there'd be any major changes to that legislation. So that means individuals can plan strategies that work over the next few years. Instead of just taking a one-year view, you can plan for the long term.
Okay, so that leaves us roughly 3 years before any major legislation that could affect personal finances would be passed. Why is that significant?
I spoke to a certified financial planner in Michigan who noted that it really could mean a few thousand dollars a year in one's pocket. So he said when taxpayers plan just 1 year at a time, they might save in the short term but end up paying more later. For example, one new client, a retiree, had taken large medical expense deductions and paid zero in federal income tax for 2020. Was that great planning? He said no, because he missed out on opportunities for greater tax savings.
All right, let's get a little bit more specific. How can people use this knowledge in their financial planning?
That 2017 tax law included raising the standard deduction. So one strategy that planners talk about is with that expanded standard deduction set to remain in place through 2025, it can pay to bunch deductions into 1 year and itemize, and then use the standard deduction the following year.
What do you mean by bunch your deductions?
So that would mean for someone who makes a lot of donations to charity, the charitable deductions count as itemized deductions. They could make those charitable deductions all in 1 year. One tax planner I talked to had a married couple in the 24% tax bracket who typically give $15,000 to charity. They would save almost $3,400 in taxes by lumping together 2 year gifts into 1 year and then taking the standard deduction the following year.
Wow, that can really pay off.
Exactly. One thing to watch out for in the lame duck session, Congress may reinstate an extra charitable deduction for this year, for 2022, for non-itemizers, folks who don't take the standard deduction. And that would give people the opportunity, single filers could deduct $300 or married couples up to $600 in charitable deductions on top of taking the standard deduction. But that's assuming that there's bipartisan legislation in the next couple months in the lame duck session.
Now, what about people who have investments, especially if they need to sell them?
Well, taxpayers can sell investments in their brokerage accounts that have gone up in value and pay taxes at the currently historically low capital gains rates. Again, the 2017 tax law gives taxpayers an advantage here. That allows more taxpayers to harvest gains at lower tax rates, even zero, through 2025. One thing to keep in mind is for taxpayers with a lot of gains, they'll need to spread out those gains over several years to keep taxes down. So that's where this long-term planning comes into play.
Some taxpayers could face a 0% tax rate?
That's right. The 0% capital gains tax rate applies for a married couple with income up to $83,350 for 2022. So in other words, a married couple starting with $60,000 in adjusted gross income could sell stock with a gain of as much as $49,250 this year, take the standard deduction, and owe zero in capital gains tax. So remember the retiree we spoke about a moment ago with high medical expenses. He was sitting on a lot of large capital gains, and the planner said he could have sold those securities at a 0% capital gains tax rate that year instead of a higher rate in later years.
And then what about the kind of accounts someone uses to hold their investments? Could that be important?
Well, just as investors diversify their portfolios with a mix of asset classes, they should also make sure their investments are diverse tax-wise. So the planners I spoke with recommend putting some money in pre-tax savings, such as a traditional 401k or individual retirement account, some in after-tax Roth accounts, and a third bucket is a taxable brokerage account. So the benefits of that are when you're at the point where you're trying to pull the money out of the accounts, you can manage it so you can stay in the lower income tax brackets. As one of the financial planners I spoke with put it, tax diversification gives flexibility in the future, regardless of who wins at the polls.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Ashleya Ebling. Ashleya, thank you so much for being with us.
Okay, thanks so much.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.